Today on Edinburgh Radio News.
South Central LA is the poorest area in LA. You know, our patients, most of them do not have health insurance.
Community clinics bring specialized care to South LA. Good afternoon and welcome to Edinburgh Radio News for Tuesday, March 4th. I'm Laura Weber. A rash of shootings in South LA have residents on edge. The latest victim is an eight-year-old girl who was shot earlier today in Harbor Gateway area. Last week, five children and three adults were wounded in a shooting at a bus stop near Carver Middle School. On Saturday, a father and son were killed, and on Sunday, two gang members killed a 17-year-old Jameel Andre Shaw, a few yards from his house. Shaw was a star football player at Los Angeles High School. Tommy Shaw is his grandmother.
I just can't see without him. It's such a disaster to the family. I may look composed, but inside I'm just crying.
A vigil will be held tonight at 6 o'clock in the 2100 block of Fifth Avenue at a spot where Shaw died. The Empowerment Congress North Area and Neighborhood Development Council is holding elections today. The boundaries are the 10 freeway to the north, the 110 freeway to the east, Arlington to the west, and Exposition Park to the south. We asked voters what they want to see their neighborhood representatives tackle.
One of the main reasons that I came out to the elections today is to elect a representative that will address some of the concerns that we have in the community, mainly safety, beautification, housing, crime.
There's a guy that lives behind got robbed twice walking to Food for Less. Maybe they can do something about it.
People are very concerned in this area about dumping, about graffiti, about the safety of the neighborhood, and so safety is a big issue.
Anyone who lives, works, owns property, or goes to school in the area is eligible to vote until 8 p.m. tonight. A coalition of concerned parents and educators joined LAUSD Superintendent David L. Brewer to rally against the governor's proposed budget cuts. Daryl Perinata reports.
California's public schools are facing a $4.8 billion cut to their budgets. That could result in the layoff of more than 107,000 teachers, increased class sizes, and the elimination of music, art, and career technical education programs statewide. Concerned parents, teachers, and school employees gathered at Gratz Elementary School in downtown Los Angeles to discuss the impact on local schools. A.J. Duffy is president of United Teachers Los Angeles.
It's always the poor and the middle class that pay the tab for the rich and the powerful. And the time has come where we have to not just fight these cuts, but fight the root causes of these cuts.
Duffy and others called on the legislature to uphold Proposition 98, the minimum school funding guarantee. The education funding cuts are a response to a $16 billion statewide budget deficit. Daryl Perinata, Edinburgh Radio News.
The Los Angeles Police Department is getting some new wheels, the two-wheel variety. Kelly Kidwell reports.
The LAPD is putting more officers on bicycles to patrol the neighborhood in South Los Angeles. The Police Foundation partnered with the Weingart Foundation to buy 150 new bikes. Sergeant Beltheus, who works the South Bureau, says patrolling on bikes allows officers to build relationships with the community.
If you drive by in a police car, people sometimes wave and they'll walk off. Officers on bicycles, kids run up to them, the community walks up to them and asks them about the bike. They talk to the officers, they're much more approachable.
The bikes will be used as an outreach tool to attract kids into safe programs rather than gangs. The LAPD also says using bicycles will make it easier for police to conduct curfew and truancy sweeps, and for policing at area schools. This is Kelly Kidwell for Edinburgh Radio News.
Looking at the weather, tonight will be mostly clear with lows in the 50s. Expect sunshine tomorrow with temperatures in the low 70s. And Thursday will be mostly sunny with morning clouds and highs again in the 70s. Later on Edinburgh Radio News, City Council members Bernard Parks and Jan Perry talk about the latest violence in South LA. county supervisors are looking for ways to ease overcrowded emergency rooms. Inspectors warned UCLA Harbor Hospital it was in danger of losing its federal funding. David Chong looks at why doctors are sending some patients to county emergency rooms when they shouldn't be there.
Eso es todo, señora. Nos miramos en un mes.
Okay.
Para sus resultados.
¿Hago la cita ya?
Sí, ahorita le doy esto.
Dr. Felix Aguilar is making sure his patient knows how to properly take her medication. She's one of about 25 people he'll see today here at a community health clinic in the heart of South Los Angeles.
South Central LA is the poorest area in LA. You know, our patients, most of them do not have health insurance, do not have other access. And it is through clinics like ours, you know, community clinics. We're all trying to provide care for these folks.
The South Central Family Health Center is one of a dozen community clinics providing care to the mostly Black and Latino residents of South Los Angeles. Health experts say they've been instrumental in keeping many poor and uninsured patients out of county emergency rooms.
In these clinics, they're based in the community. They have more community advisory boards. They're trusted. They're able to respond quickly to disease trends, and they provide care so much more cost-effectively than the county does.
Yolanda Vera is the director for LA Health Action, a nonprofit that tracks health issues for low-income residents in Los Angeles. She says these clinics help the county and taxpayers save money because it's cheaper to treat health problems before they turn into full-blown emergencies. But there are times when these clinics are forced to send their uninsured patients to the emergency room, not because they're in critical condition, but because they need to see a specialist, like a cardiologist. Community clinics only provide primary care, and clinic doctors say the waiting lists are so long to see specialists at a county hospital that it can take patients from 3 months to a whole year to get an appointment. Dr. Hans Larson is another physician at the South Central Family Health Center.
I don't like sending people to the ER sometimes, but I have to because it's the only way I'm going to get them appropriate medical care because they'll have a cardiologist there that can evaluate them. But that is the only way sometimes to work within a system that's frankly broken.
Yolanda Vera of LA Health Action says specialty care is very important to South Los Angeles because many residents suffer from chronic diseases like diabetes.
They have diabetes rates that are 44% higher than elsewhere in the county, hypertension rates that are higher, HIV, AIDS rates that are higher. More people in South LA die of lung cancer, stroke, diabetes, and heart disease than any other place in the county.
Diabetics need to see a variety of specialists because a disease can affect many parts of the body, from their feet to their eyesight. Dr. Aguilar says about a third of his clinic's patients are diabetic, and they can't afford to wait months to see a specialist.
Diabetes destroys their eyes with time, so we need to send them to the eye clinic. The waiting time is 6 months, and in that time, they're continually losing their eyesight.
And with the stakes so high for their patients, South LA community clinics felt they needed to find some kind of solution.
No stick, ma'am. It'll be a little sting with the medication.
A group of community clinics, including Dr. Aguilar's clinic, started their own podiatry clinic with a grant from the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Ask her if she's starting to feel numbness now.
Community clinics send people with foot problems to Dr. Alfred Glover, where patients usually get an appointment within a week or two. He sees about 25 patients every Saturday out of Orthopedic Hospital, conveniently located in South LA. He says that more than two-thirds of his patients are diabetic, and it is crucial for them to have access to regular foot checkups.
It could mean the difference between having a limb and losing a limb. It's just that simple.
Clinic managers say they're pleased by the podiatry clinic's success, and they hope to start other specialty clinics like an eye clinic or cardiology clinic. But these kinds of clinics require expensive equipment, and finding funding for them is a long and challenging process. But until the country fixes a faulty healthcare system, these clinics will have to continue to do as much as they can to help the poor and uninsured in South Los Angeles. David Chong, Annenberg Radio News.
Now back to our top story. Police are looking for two suspects in the murder of Jameel Andre Shaw. Police say the teenager was shot and killed near his home Sunday when two gang members confronted him on the street. Sanada Lee spoke with family and friends of the victim.
Friends and family gathered in Jefferson Park today at the home of Jamil Shaw to mourn the death of the promising young football player from Los Angeles High School. The 17-year-old was shot and killed Sunday evening while walking home from the mall. His grandmother, Tommy Shaw, was home that evening and heard the gunfire.
So I called my daughter and I said, Althea, I said, I think something must have happened to somebody because I hear the helicopter. And by that time, she came and told me that Jazz, which is his nickname, had been shot. And I ran down, you know, outside and looked and saw him laying in the street, and I almost collapsed. I just couldn't believe it. You know, I still can't believe it.
Shaw was a star defensive back for the Los Angeles High School football team. His father, Jamil Shaw Sr., worked hard on Jamil's grades and football career to make sure he stayed on the right track.
Everything that we were doing was a positive, and that would keep this kind of thing away. You know, the way I was trying to make him live his life, I thought this would avoid gang violence.
Tracy Wright is a close friend of the Shaw family. Her son is one of Jamil's best friends, and she says she never expected something like this to happen.
No, never. I mean, you know, you as being a parent, you're concerned about your children. You know, you ask for God to watch over your family, your friends, and your loved ones, but you just don't think that it's going to hit the way it hits.
Jamil's mother, Anita Shaw, is a sergeant in the Army and serving her second tour of duty in Iraq. She was supposed to be back yesterday, but was delayed in Baghdad. She is now expected to be home within the next day. Sanada Lee, Annenberg Radio News.
Bernard Parks is the councilman for the 8th District in South Los Angeles. Earlier today, I asked him about the recent shootings. He says the community has experienced a spike in a cyclical problem.
It just continues to drive the fear factor in the community. And when you have incidents such as happened this weekend where the 17-year-old kid is killed half a block from home with all of the pedigreed of being a star athlete and a good student, it just makes the community feel as though what chance do everyday kids have if you have somebody of his quality and character gunned down for no apparent reason.
Is an increase in violence happenstance, or do you find that violence begets violence?
Well, I think you have a little bit of both. I think some of it is very, very unpredictable, but I think what you find is that there is a synergy that goes on in the community that reflects that violence creates more violence, because what you see is a generational issue in which younger people are taught to be violent. They see how their parents act out amongst themselves. They see how adults act out. They also see domestic violence. They see child abuse. They see violence amongst their peers. And so it becomes a trained reaction to what is the number one response to conflict.
Councilwoman Jan Perry of the 9th District says her main concern is being proactive with kids and community.
I think the important thing psychologically is to get organized so that we can feel empowered. And that we can be preventative as a community and have a stronger collaboration in place to make sure that the business community is strongly committed to staying and expanding. And this is not a one-time deal.
Yeah, I know.
This is long-term.
Councilwoman Perry is holding a community meeting tonight at Carver Middle School. Now we check in with Kate Kogiran to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Thanks, Laura. Tonight on Annenberg TV News, we'll have the latest in the Texas and Ohio primaries. Also, a family mourns the death of their son after he was killed by LAPD officers. So watch us tonight on Trojan Vision or at ATVN.org.
That wraps it up for us today. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Laura Weber.